Welcome to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, your source for everything you need to go from unfocused wantrepreneur to action-taking, money-making entrepreneur. Now, your host, Brian Lofermento.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 112 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. This is a Featured Friday episode, which means it's fun for me because I get to feature whatever topic I want to talk about. Sometimes I bring in featured guests, but this week, you've got me, myself, and I on this episode. But it's really fun because I'm actually joined, in theory, by 60 people from the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur community. So here's the deal. Last week, I emailed my entire email list. I only do this 2 weeks out of the entire year. And I emailed them saying, hey, this week is your week. I've opened up these slots on my calendar. Click this link, grab a time slot with me one-on-one, you and I on the phone, and I'll answer any and all questions you have about starting or growing or building your business. And so I sent that email out at 7 a.m. East Coast time on Monday morning, and within 2 hours, all the time slots were booked up. So last week was kind of exhausting for me, but so much funny at the exact same time. I had 60 phone calls with people from within the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur community, either students of mine who have bought my courses, or they've listened to my podcast, or they've read my book, or in one way or another, they just ended up on my email list by some free video or free training or free resource that I put out there for them. So if you're not on my email list just yet, the easiest way to get on there is to download the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Toolkit, which you can find at the podcast's website at thewantrepreneurshow.com. But people all week were asking me, Brian, why the heck did you dedicate an entire week from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on most days talking on the phone with people and not even selling anything? Because that's the thing, is I had nothing to sell to them. This was literally just me out of the generosity of my heart. And I'm going to talk to you about some of the benefits of why I do it 2 weeks out of the year. So first things first, my unfair advantage on almost everybody in my industry is that I know my market extremely well. So when I sit down to come up with new courses or new offers or new products or new retreats or new events or new experiences, I know exactly what my customers want and need. And so that goes in line with one of those classic selling cliches or selling piece of sales advice that says, give them what they want or sell them what they want, but give them what they need. And so a lot of marketers and a lot of entrepreneurs, they sit back and they say, well, I don't know what to come out with next. How do you get an idea for what to sell? I'll tell you how you get an idea for what to sell. You spend a full week talking to the very people that you want to serve. They will tell you what they want to buy. They will tell you what they want. They will tell you what they need. I mean, let's take the guesswork out of business. Business isn't supposed to be guesswork. A certain degree of marketing is experimentation and a little bit of guesswork, but you can make more informed decisions and more informed guesswork by having all of that insight in your pocket. So I spent a whole week getting to know my market, and I love the weeks out of the year that I get to do that because it is my unfair advantage. So a lot of people last week on the phone were saying to me, well, Brian, I don't know what these people want. I don't know what they need. Well, do what I'm doing with you. Hop on the phone with them and ask them. That's your unfair advantage. Or some people say, I don't know if this business idea is going to be viable. Hop on the phone. See if it is. Talk to people. See if they want to buy from you. That's how you gain that real life feedback. So that's what I did all of last week, and I figured on today's Featured Friday episode, because obviously I couldn't talk to everybody, so what I did as the week was going on is I jotted down the recurring themes. What are the things that I heard over and over again on these calls from people? Because I think it's really great for you to be able to learn from their conversations and their questions and the insights that I offered to them. It's really cool that I'm able to spend a week talking with 60 people on the phone, and now I get to share those lessons and share that insight with thousands of people on my podcast and on Facebook and on my email list. So this is so much fun for me. Now, the single most common thing that I heard on last week's calls was, Brian, I don't have an idea for a business. And that is probably my least favorite thing in the world to hear when people tell me they don't have an idea for a business. Because the reality is, and I probably said this a million times last week, your business does not start with you. Your business does not start with you. I don't care about your business ideas. I don't care about what you want to sell. All I care about is who do you want to serve and what do they want to buy? Because if you're selling something that nobody wants to buy, you don't actually have a business. So I heard that so many times last week. I don't have an idea for a business. My recommendation, and I told this to everybody who said that to me, listen to episode one of this podcast. Episode number one is called How to Start a Business Without a Business Idea. And I give you my framework, I give you my strategy, I give you my approach of figuring out what is your business by deciding who is it that you want to serve. Now, here's an important lesson that I shared with everybody last week. When it comes time to figuring out if your business idea is viable or not, first of all, you need to decide on who is it that you want to serve. And then once you decide on the who, that who has to meet three criteria. They have to, one, have some pain. It doesn't have to be physical pain. They have to want some result. They have to be feeling that pain. Maybe they want better skin. Maybe they want to be a better soccer coach. Maybe they want to get more clients. Whatever that pain is, they need to have some pain. They need to be willing to buy something to alleviate that pain. And third, they need to be able to buy something to fix that pain. So they need to have all three of those things. They need to have pain, they need to be willing to buy something to fix that pain, and they need to be able to buy something to fix that pain. So the quickest way to go out of business is to sell to broke people because they don't have money to buy things. So you gotta make sure that whoever it is that you're serving, they have the ability to buy something, because if they don't, you're going to go out of business real quick. Now, the second most common thing that I heard last week was, well, Brian, I'm putting the work in. I'm putting the hours in. I'm hustling every single day after work, but I feel like I'm getting nowhere. And almost always when I ask them, where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your energy? What are you doing that's keeping you so busy? They talk to me about motion activities as opposed to real action. So I'm going to give you a reminder. I talked about this in episode 15 of the podcast, 1-5. It's called Why You're Always Busy But Not Getting Results. And in that episode, I talked about motion versus action. Now, motion activities are activities that in and of themselves will never get you the result that you're looking for. So if you're looking to lose 10 pounds and you are researching diet plans, researching fitness plans, driving to the gym and asking them about their personal trainer rates, none of those things in and of themselves will help you lose a single pound. That's it. They'll keep you busy for sure. They'll take up time, but they will not help you lose a single pound. So that's motion. It makes you feel busy and it does keep you busy, but it doesn't get you any results. Whereas real action activities are the things that get you results. So in the case of losing weight, it's eating a salad for lunch or running a mile after work. Those are action activities. So many newer entrepreneurs fall into the trap of motion activities. Building a website, building a social media following, creating business cards, going to networking events. You know what's the only thing that grows your business? Those are all motion activities, by the way. The only thing that grows your business, the only action activity in your business is generating sales. If you're not generating sales, you are not growing your business. So if you're focusing on anything upfront other than growing your business and getting money, you're stuck in motion because none of those things will get you the results. Now, obviously, you might be thinking to yourself, and this is the feedback that I heard on the phone, well, Brian, I need to figure out something to sell. Yeah, you do. So don't worry about your company name. Don't worry about your logo. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Get something to sell. Because only when you have something to sell can you actually then go and sell it. And on that note, the third most common thing that I heard was, I don't have anything to sell. I don't have an offer. Now, one of my favorite podcast episodes of all time, this is where I reveal a lot of my secret sauce, was episode 97. of the podcast. So that episode is called How I Create Offers That Pull In $100,000 and More. So episode 97, How I Create Offers That Pull In $100,000 and More. No matter what type of business you have, whether you sell t-shirts or books or consulting services or coaching or fitness services or web design services, I don't care what your business is, you need to have an offer. You need to have something to sell. Every single business on the internet has something to sell. Every single business in the world has something to sell. And so if you're out there thinking to yourself, well, Brian, I've been listening to this podcast, I want to grow a business, but you don't have something to sell, you don't have a business. One question that I really like to ask newer entrepreneurs and definitely wantrepreneurs, and sometimes I feel bad when I ask this question because I know it puts them on the spot, is I say to them, if I wanted to give you money right now today, what can I buy from you? And it blows my mind the number of times they say, I don't have something to sell to you right now. So if you do spontaneously come up with an answer to that, then why are you not obsessing with that offer and offering it to people? Business is all about selling your products or services. You need to be obsessed with your offer, and your offer needs to be customer-centric. It does not start with you. Okay, your offer starts with the result that you're going to deliver to people. Now, even take Frisbee companies, for example. They've got something to sell. They've got Frisbees. They've got a result that they give to people. Fun. That's why people buy Frisbees, because they're looking for more fun. They're looking for a healthy, fun outdoor activity. So even Frisbee companies, every single thing that I'm saying here applies. And I only choose Frisbees because it's a totally random example. I don't know how that popped into my head, but my point is that this stuff is universal. People always say to me, Brian, it's crazy. How do you run a podcast about going from wantrepreneur to entrepreneur when everybody's starting all different types of businesses? Well, the reality is business boils down to basics no matter what industry you're in. At the end of the day, you need to have an offer that people want to buy, and you need to sell it to them in every single industry. It's a universal truth of business. So last week, I heard from a lot of people that they don't have offers. That's what episode 97 is all about. How do you create offers that pull in six figures in revenue? Another thing that I heard last week that killed me was, Brian, how do I start a business if I don't have any skills? I lost track of this. I had a tally sheet all week as I was doing these calls. I had post-it notes in front of me. I was taking notes, jotting it down. And literally on day one, I started keeping a tally sheet of people who said, how do I start a business if I don't have any skills? And it pained me because if you don't view yourself as having any skills, then that shows me that there's a mindset problem there. Because every single person on this planet has something that they're better at than your average person out there. I talked to some people where when they said to me, I don't have any skills, I said, well, what do you do for work? And they said, well, I do medical translations within a hospital setting. Holy cow. A medical interpreter, that's an incredible skill. There's so many different skills that lie behind that as well. You've got a good grasp of language. You know how to get a job in the medical field. You have customer service skills because you interact with patients all day, every day. So if you think that you don't have any skills, you need to reassess yourself and your worth to the world because you are underselling yourself. You definitely have skills. And in fact, when you start diving deep into your passions, when you start diving deep into who it is that you want to serve, you'll start to see that you've got gifts, you've got natural abilities, and most importantly, you've got a desire to obtain new skills and new gifts to serve people. But it starts with who is it that you serve. The beauty of the internet, I'll be honest with you, in 2017, the beauty of the internet is that you can learn anything. I mean, I didn't know how to do search engine optimization when I started my soccer blog back in 2008. But fast forward to 2011, and we had millions of readers from over 200 countries around the world. Was I born knowing how to do search engine optimization? Absolutely not. If you are sitting there today thinking, I have no skills, all I'm hearing from there is, one, I'm underselling myself, and two, I'm not willing to put the work in to get some real skills that are going to benefit people. Because I know firsthand that it's never been this easy to get skills. So that's my response to that. How do I start a business if I don't have any skills? The next big theme that I heard from so many people, and I don't know where this started, but so many people last week told me on the phone, Brian, I started a blog and I'm blogging, but nobody's reading. And it cracks me up. So I've been in the blogosphere. I mean, back in 2008, I started my soccer blog. I've been there. I've done that. The first 6 months, I'm convinced the only people that were reading my blog were my college roommates, the girl I was dating at the time, and my own mom. And that's it. So I understand what it feels like to blog to nobody. But my question here in 2017 is, why are people blogging? Now, I'm not saying that blogging is a waste of your time. I'm not saying you shouldn't be blogging. I mean, here I am, podcasting, in a way, is a form of audio blogging. It's just me talking, getting my thoughts out there, hoping that other people listen to them. So, in a way, this is blogging. I'm not saying that blogging is a bad idea. But what I am saying is, if your intention is to grow a $10,000 a month business, and you think that a blog is going to get you there, it's not going to get you there up front. The valuable part of a blog isn't the actual blog itself. It's not the written words, because written words are inherently useless. They're inherently worthless, to be quite honest with you. What a blog is good for is the audience, and audiences take time to build. So if you are building a blog and you want to one day monetize that blog, cool, go for it. Just understand that that's the long path. But if you're starting a consulting business, a coaching business, a service-based business, a product-based business, obsess about what it is that you have to sell. You don't need to have a blog. You don't need to be creating content. You don't need to be sitting down writing 3 blog posts a week or one a month. You don't need a blog. I challenge you, find my blog on the internet. You're not going to, because I don't create blog content anymore. Instead, I'm obsessed with the things that I offer. I'm obsessed with what's inside my online courses and programs. I'm obsessed with selling my retreats, because I know that they get people real results. I'm obsessed with the things that I sell. And in order to sell those things, I don't necessarily need a blog. So if you're starting a blog because you want to and you're passionate about it and it's fun for you, go for it. But if you're starting a blog because you think you need to and you think for credibility you can't sell a service unless you have a blog, that's a false belief. You don't need to be blogging. And take it from me, I think in my first probably 8 months of running my soccer blog, which as you know, turned into a very successful blog, I think in my first 8 or so months, I made $200. So that is definitely not the quick way of growing a business. But overwhelmingly, last week's calls were seriously so enjoyable for me. It honestly warms my heart at how amazing of a community I'm surrounded by. I love you, the podcast listeners. I love my book readers. I love my students, past and present. I love my Facebook community. I had so much fun on all of these calls. And the one thing that stood out to me is the number of people that said, Brian, I just want to know exactly what steps to follow. That's it. And the reality is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, but there are frameworks, there are shortcuts, and through the podcast, I hope to give you those shortcuts. So that's why I've referenced these other episodes. Episode 1, How to Start a Business Without a Business Idea. Episode 15, Why You're Always Busy But Not Getting Results. Episode 97, How I Create Offers That Pull In Over $100,000 in Revenue. All of these resources are here at your fingertips for you to learn from, for you to get those insights, and for you to stay focused on what's actually going to grow your business. Now, the fun thing for me is that next month, September 2017, from September 25th to September 29th, I am hosting my final event of the calendar year. This is my last event of 2017. I'm inviting you. my community to come live with me in a mansion in Las Vegas. My entire team is going to be there. We're going to be sitting right next to you. Whether you're starting from scratch, you've got no idea for a business, we're going to use my Ultimate Profit Model framework to build the foundations of a $10,000 a month business for you, even if you've got no idea. So if you are literally starting from scratch, or if you already have a business, but you feel like you're always scrambling to find your next customer or client, this event is for you. It's Ultimate Profit Model Las Vegas 2017, September 25th to the 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Everything is taken care of. From the minute you step off the plane, a car is going to be waiting to take you to the Ultimate Profit Model house. You're going to learn from me 3 sessions a day, morning, afternoon, and evening sessions. In between, we've got so many fun activities, excursions planned. My private chefs will be cooking for you for the week. We'll all be eating meals as one big, happy Ultimate Profit Model family. It's going to be a life-changing week, but it's only for you if your attitude is right. So this is my invitation to you. I'm actually closing the doors to this event next week, so you will hear me talk about it on the next couple of podcast episodes. But for you, the listeners of my podcast, I'm offering a $1,000 discount. It's my early bird pricing that you can take advantage of. I will offer it to you even if you miss the early bird deadline, which I can tell you at this point, you already did miss it. But I will knock $1,000 off the price for you to come live with me and my team in a mansion in Las Vegas and build your business using my Ultimate Profit Model framework. So if that sounds interesting to you, jump on over to ultimateprofitmodel.com. You'll see all the details. You can see the video from our last event in San Diego. You can view a video from the attendees about what their experience was like. And most importantly, you can submit your application. And when you submit your application, you get to jump on the phone with me one-on-one to see if you're a good fit, talk about the experience, and I'll answer any and all questions that you have. So that's it for me today. Thank you to everybody who took time out of their schedules to talk with me last week. I had so much fun connecting with everybody from all across the United States and all across the world. And I look forward to seeing some of you next month in Las Vegas at Ultimate Profit Model Las Vegas 2017. Have an awesome weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.